We got breaking news. President Biden's impeachment predicted by House Speaker McCarthy.
Keeping you informed and engaged, now more than ever. This is Seculo. We want to hear from you. Share and post your comments or call 1-800-684-3110. And now your host, Jay Sekulow.
Well, I think we can literally say that there's no one that has had more experience with presidential impeachments currently than me, maybe. Would you say?
Yeah, I'd say that's probably right. And this, right? Look, this came out yesterday, last night.
Tell us what happened first, because to get everybody up to speed here as to what's actually going on.
Well, you have the sound. This is from Hannity last night. You had House Speaker McCarthy, Kevin McCarthy, on Hannity, making kind of a prediction that maybe a lot of you probably hope is accurate, but also kind of goes down to what it even means to be impeached in the modern era. So let's go take a listen to Kevin McCarthy from Hannity last night.
We've only followed where the information has taken us. But Hannity, this is rising to the level of impeachment inquiry, which provides Congress the strongest power to get the rest of the knowledge and information needed.
All right, so let me tell you what an impeachment inquiry is. That is the beginning phase of an impeachment proceeding. It's different than articles of impeachment being drafted. This is what they call the investigatory stage. Now, if you're asking me, did these allegations reach to the level of impeachment? Here's the problem. I'm holding in my hand right now, and I'm going to refer to this often to the broadcast. Here is the here's my trial notebook from the impeachment. Now, this is when it went to the United States Senate for a trial. So the article, it went past the investigative stage, went to the trial stage. This is what was with me the entire 3 weeks of that trial that I led with Pat Cipollone, the then White House counsel. We also filed this trial memorandum. This brief on behalf of the President of the United States was filed by myself and Pat Cipollone. Pat signed it as counsel to the President. I signed it as counsel to President Donald J. Trump. And people are saying, what's the difference? One says counsel to the President. The other one says counsel to President Donald J. Trump. We were his private lawyers during the impeachment proceedings and other proceedings as well. Pat was the White House counsel. Now, that assumes you've already had articles of impeachment, Logan.
Right.
What they're looking at now is, with all this information that's coming out, and Devin Archer is supposed to be testifying and allegedly is going to testify, this is what the reports are, that Joe Biden was on phone calls with his son, with these business partners, while he was vice president of the United States.
Yeah.
And they're going to, so that may become the basis upon this impeachment. Now, they have reduced the bar to impeachment so low that almost anything can be an impeachable offense. That doesn't mean conviction, however, and that's what's so important for people to understand.
People need to understand that as they live through it in the Trump administration. They lived through it in
twice.
They also lived through it in the Clinton administration.
Yep.
We've seen impeachment become a bit of a show in some ways,
yeah,
but it does have implications. But yeah, you're right. To get from an impeachment to a conviction, not an easy road.
Let's not pretend it
will not happen, but just the process alone. Again, they've kind of brought this on themselves.
They sure did.
So if you have a question or comment related to that, we'd love to hear from you at 1-800-684-3110 as Kevin McCarthy floats the idea of an impeachment.
Let me ask this question to our audience. I mean, I think this is an important question, an important time in our history. Do you favor at least the investigatory phase of impeachment proceedings being brought against President Biden so that the Congress would open up formal investigations for the impeachment of the current president of the United States? Doesn't mean there'll actually be articles of impeachment, but the investigatory stage. We want your response to that. Our phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. I want to hear from you on radio. I want to hear if you're watching on our social media, if you're listening or watching on our web, wherever you might be getting it, podcasts. You call us. We want to hear from you on this. 1-800-684-3110. We're going to go into the particulars of what all this means in the next segment of the broadcast. But we want to hear from the American people, our listeners. Do you favor at least the investigatory phase of impeachment being brought now? And that it brings in a whole host of issues we'll talk about when we come back. Again, our number is 1-800-684-3110. Support the work of the American Center for Law and Justice. Let me say this. I showed you those briefs to the Supreme Court of the United States. I've now showed you the briefs to the United States Senate. This is what we filed in the United States Senate representing a president. There they are. So we know a lot about this. You're not going to get this analysis anywhere else. That's why support the work of the ACLJ. You're helping keeping this broadcast on the air around the country and actually around the globe. ACLJ.org.
Yep, phone lines are jammed.
Yes, everyone, taking your calls at 800-684-3110. The phones are jammed. Obviously, that's a big issue here. The phones are jammed. As we talk about this, to just get you up to speed, Logan, first, what broke yesterday so people understand that?
Yeah, it broke last night on Sean Hannity's broadcast on Fox News. He was discussing with Kevin McCarthy sort of the implications that are happening, and they floated out there that there would be potential for impeachment. And that is a conversation that has been going on and on. We can play that bite again. I think we should also kind of play that and also play what Nancy Pelosi said about something similar back in 2019. So let's start with Kevin McCarthy.
We've only followed where the information has taken us. But Hannity, well, this is rising to the level of impeachment inquiry, which provides Congress the strongest power to get the rest of the knowledge and information needed.
Of course, then you say, all right, I'm sure the liberals are pushing back on that. How dare he say that? Now let's hear just, this is pretty much a similar conversation from Nancy Pelosi just a few years ago.
We could not ignore what the president did. He gave us no choice. So it wasn't any change of mind. I always said, we will follow the facts where they take us. And when we see them, we will be ready. And we are ready.
Speaker's going to speak. It feels like a very similar...
Well, it's the same exact language. Yeah. And the problem here is, and Andy Economo, senior counsel for the ACLJ, was also one of the defense lawyers for the impeachment trial of President Trump, the 45th president of the United States. They have lowered the bar for impeachment so significantly here, this is kind of the chickens are coming home to roost.
Well, there really is, Jay, because, you know, when you start using impeachment the way that it has been used, first by the Democrats, in the case of President Trump, you lower the bar to what is an impeachable offense. An impeachable offense is really supposed to be, under the Constitution, a high crime and misdemeanor. What is a high crime and misdemeanor? It is what the Congress at any point in time in its history defines as a high crime and misdemeanor. And that's what the inquiry would be about, what the high crime and misdemeanor is. And it is a political process, but it's a process that, as you mentioned, begins in the House with an investigation. Articles of impeachment are then drafted. And if those are passed, then they're carried over to the Senate for the trial. In this case, that's a long way off. Then you've got to get 2/3 of a majority of the senators in concurrence. But impeachment is at base not as much a legal process, Jay, as you know, I don't need to tell you, but as a political process.
So I'm holding in my hand the brief. This is the brief that we filed. This is the bound copy of the brief that we filed with the Senate. This is when the articles of impeachment had been passed, but we had not yet had the situation where we had a trial yet. And so the articles of impeachment were passed, about to have the trial. We filed a trial brief with the United States Senate. It's a trial memorandum of President Donald J. Trump. It was signed by me and Pat Cipollone and our legal teams, Pat representing the White House as White House counsel. I signed it along with Andy and Stuart and Jordan and Mark Ofener and Ben Sisney as counsel to President Trump. We challenged the articles resulted, we said, from an impeachment inquiry that violated all precedent and denied the president constitutionally required due process. So if, in fact, this inquiry goes forward now, if, in fact, they're going to go to this level of inquiry, don't do what the Democrats did, which is deny due process rights here. Have a fulsome hearing. Allow the president to put on a real case at the trial level, at the article of impeachment level, because that did not happen for President Trump. He was not allowed to be in there for witnesses. They need to have all these witnesses. Let the White House counsel have counsel there to do cross-examination, open up to due process. What is interesting to me is, as we're getting calls, and we're starting to get, Logan, a lot of calls,
yes,
so we'll start taking them, there are people that are opposed to impeachment.
Yeah.
So this is important. Well, I want to have this conversation.
Yeah, I think we've had that conversation here for the last few years of going,
yep,
what happened here? We don't want to just fall into the same traps that they did.
Right.
However, you get kind of stuck because you go, well, they did this and they trivialized it, so why not? So let's go ahead and go to one of those calls. Let's go to Dean, who's calling in New Mexico. Dean, you're on the air.
Hi, Dean.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. My worry is that this is a trap. I'd like to get impeachment back to normal where it's very rare. But my thought is, if we let this fester, it'll become so embarrassing for the Democrats that they will have to use the 25th Amendment.
Not likely that they will, because to get the 25th Amendment implicated, you have to have a 2/3 of the cabinet saying that the president's not qualified.
I think
to
at that
continue.
Point, they would figure out a way to have him resign.
Well, either that
you're
in the last years of the White House. The White House functions because the functionaries run it, and they maybe put another candidate forward to be president. That could happen.
Yeah.
But I don't think, Dean, they're going to use the 25th Amendment here. I'm not saying that impeachment's the right vehicle, by the way, but I understand why the Republicans are giving it some serious thought. Here's what we're going to do. We are getting a tremendous amount of calls. So we're going to keep going through these lines so we can open them back up for you. 1-800-684-3110, pro or con. We want to hear from you, 800-684-3110. Yeah, yeah. But Andy, the bar has been, we'll take another call in a moment here. The bar has been lowered, and this is where it gets dangerous because for the Constitutional Republic, that's not a good thing.
No, it's not, Jay. The Constitutional Republic functions on the equality of the three branches of government, one not surpassing the other, Supreme Court, the executive, and the Congress. Now we're lowering the bar considerably by looking at, and whether we're meritorious or not, by politicizing the process to the point where it's just overreach, it seems to me. That's what happened in the case of President Trump. As you pointed out, there was no due process that was accorded to the President of the United States, the 45th president in the impeachment process. It was a close session. It was basically barred to any idea of constitutional privileges or protections. And you're lowering that bar, and you're continuing to do that. And what you do is you lose the Constitutional Republic, which Benjamin Franklin said is so fragile. I give it to you, if you can keep it. And it seems like we're losing it every day.
All right, let's go ahead and take some more phone calls on the other side. Let's go to Mary Ellen, who's calling in Illinois on line 3. Mary Ellen, you're on the air.
Hi, Mary Ellen.
Oh, hi. Hello. Thank you for taking my call. I guess I don't like the idea of the investigation, at least, because I certainly think we won't get him impeached because of the Senate and all that. And, but I hate all the money that's been spent on President Trump's trying to convict him now, when it's because of the voters who had the wrong information going into 2020 that we have what we have. Yeah,
you raised the question, which is a good one, and that is, you know, the chance. So you can be impeached in the House. That doesn't disqualify you from anything. There's no penalty for being impeached. The penalty phase comes in if you're found guilty. And that's at a trial at the Senate. Again, they're up on the screen right now is the Senate trial notebook that we used during our trial. All of us had one of these. This was my Senate trial notebook. It says United States Senate proceedings before the United States Senate representing the 45th President of the United States, Donald J. Trump. And it says J. Sekulow and our law firm. The next document you see is the bound copy of the brief that we filed at the trial court. And the trial court here was the United States Senate, if you want to call it a court. That's the red and white and blue one with the presidential seal on it. That was the brief we filed. And in it, we had 80 pages where we talked about the denial of fundamental due process. So if you're going to go down this road of impeachment, Andy, I think what you have to do is afford the current president, let's not do what the Democrats did, full due process, full participation, witnesses can be having lawyers present. There could be lawyers from the White House present when all this is going on. I think that's appropriate.
That's right. If you're going to have an impeachment proceeding that must be initiated, as you said, in the House of Representatives, then have one that has constitutional dimensions and protections afforded to it. Have the due process rights. Have the right to cross-examine witnesses, have counsel present, have develop a full and complete record of what the facts are that led to this. And then articles can be drafted depending upon what the facts show. But the 45th president of the United States, President Trump, was, in my estimation, denied all those basic fundamental due process rights. The constitutional dimension was not carried out and was not did not function. In that context, and I hate to see that repeated, even with Joe Biden.
So President Trump was acquitted, so he's found not guilty of the charges on both counts of the articles of impeachment. So that's important to understand. A Rumble comment came in: could some Democrats support impeachment to get someone besides Biden in office? I don't think they'll do that, but they may use this as a Joe Biden shouldn't run again, depending on what the evidence would show. But the Republicans better get organized and better not shoot from the hip. And really give due process and don't say, well, you didn't give President Trump any due process, so we're not going to give Joe Biden due process. That would be, in my mind, a fundamental mistake if they're going down that road, because I'm looking at our brief and 80 of the 125 pages or 125 pages were on due process issues. The substantive aspect of it was only 30 or 40 pages. So don't make that mistake. Now, here's what we're going to do. We're going to take your phone calls, and there's a lot of them coming in. So we come back from the break. We're going to go right to the phones again at 800-684-3110. And, Logan, a lot of people are watching on our social media. I mean, there's over 1,000 on YouTube alone. That will be many thousands over 24 hours. Let's get people to share it with their friends.
Yeah, exactly. If you have a way to do that, please send this to your friends. Post about it. Take this link, copy it, paste it. Share it if you're on Facebook. That's an easy one. You just click the share button. And make sure if you are watching on Rumble or on YouTube, do whatever the preferred, whether it's a like or a follow. Do that as well right now, or follow or subscribe, because what that will do is keep this information growing and in your feed. So we appreciate that. But support the work of the ACLJ at aclj.org. We're going to take as many calls as possible. Phone lines are completely jammed right now, as you have a lot of things to say about this topic. But again, go to aclj.org to find out more information and support during this matching challenge. Welcome back to Seculo. Phone lines are completely jammed right now, which is good to see, because it means you're listening. It also means you care about this topic. You want to go ahead and
take
one? Why don't
we reset it, I think, a little bit, Logan? So the report came out. I'm giving the legal part of what impeachment means.
Yeah.
What happened last night?
Yeah, last night McCarthy went on Sean Hannity's broadcast and kind of predicted that they at least would have a map, a road path to possibility of impeachment. I mean, he used the words. He said, this is rising to the level of an impeachment inquiry. So obviously floating that balloon out to see what it would be. And we can listen to it again if you'd like. It's only 10 seconds. Let's take a listen to Kevin McCarthy last night on Hannity.
We've only followed where the information has taken us. But Hannity, this is rising to the level of impeachment inquiry, which provides Congress the strongest power to get the rest of the knowledge and information needed.
So the impeachment inquiry, so people understand, is not a trial. The trial takes place in the Senate. It's the investigative stage. It's before you have articles of impeachment. But in that, Donald Trump was denied fundamental due process during that entire charade that was going on as an impeachment. The Republicans, if they go down this route, should not do the same thing. They should make sure due process is followed. Let the president have witnesses there. I think all of that becomes very, very important, in my view, very, very important. So again, that's how we think. If it's going to happen, that's the way it should go. We're taking your phone calls at 800-684-3110. Let's go to Edward's call next, Logan.
All right, Edward in Washington on line one. Edward, you're on the air.
Hey, how's it going? Thank you for taking my call and hearing my opinion. I think that this doesn't even reach to the level of for the investigation, because if it's based upon the phone call, you know, he was vice president at the time. He wasn't the president, nor was he seeking the presidency at the time.
I'm not sure it's about the phone call itself as a phone call. Remember, President Trump's was about a phone call.
Always a phone call.
Always a phone call, right. And I'm with you. I mean, phone calls become, here it's going to be, was the vice president making calls and taking calls on business deals while he was vice president? Did he lie about it to the American people and to Congress? So all of that will be factored in. Does it rise to the level of impeachment? Here's the problem. The standard is amorphous. And I say amorphous because it says high crimes and other misdemeanors. So, you know, Andy, we know what that means is whatever Congress says it is. There's no standard. It's not a statute.
That's exactly right, Jay. It is whatever Congress at any point in time in its history determines to be a, quote, high crime and misdemeanor. There's no statute that says high crimes and misdemeanors. It's in the Constitution. How do you define what a high crime and misdemeanor is? It's a political process. It's what the Congress at some point in its history, based upon its facts that it finds, based upon the inquiries that it makes, that it comes to a determination of, yes, the acts, practices, and transactions engaged in by the president were high crimes and misdemeanors and thereby impeachable offenses. But the bar is very, very low, and an impeachment then leads to a trial in the Senate, not in the House.
Let's play what Kevin McCarthy, Congressman McCarthy, Speaker, Majority Leader, and the Speaker of the House said about what this would entail. Now, this is a lengthy bite here, but you need to hear. I think hearing it from his voice, Logan, will. I don't want to put words in his mouth.
Sure.
Let's have him lay it out, and then we'll take your calls at 800-684-3110.
When President Biden was running for office, he told the American public that he's never talked about business. He said his family has never received a dollar from China, which we now prove is not true. We now have some of the most credible whistleblowers. These 10-year IRS agents who have come forward said that the Biden family has been treated differently, that what Weiss has told us is different than what Garland and Weiss has told the public. And you're sitting here today where now you have found millions of foreign money, just what the 1023 alleges they did to Biden's family. Now we found that it has funneled through shell companies. If you're sitting in our position today, we would know none of this if Republicans had not taken the majority. We've only followed where the information has taken us. But Hannity, well, this Speaker, is rising to the level of impeachment inquiry, which provides Congress the strongest power to get the rest of the knowledge and information needed. Because this president has also used something we have not seen since Richard Nixon, used the weaponization of government to benefit his family and deny Congress the ability to have the oversight.
The weaponization issue is also very interesting because that goes to as what these FBI and IRS whistleblowers have been talking about, which is very significant, and their testimony was very significant, and it goes beyond the Hunter Biden matter. You're going to find a whole host of these. When this all comes out over the next month about what these whistleblowers are talking about, it's breathtaking, folks, and we'll have a big announcement on that in August, probably, Logan, as those cases mature. But here's the thing. I'm looking at our trial brief. I go back to the trial brief, and we had 80 pages on denial of due process. 80 pages on denial of not letting lawyers in when the witnesses were being interviewed. 80 pages of fundamental fairness being violated. Republicans, if you're going to go down this road, do not do what the Democrats did, Andy. I'm holding up the trial brief right now for the camera, and you can put it up on the screen as well. But here it is. It's in my hand. Look at this, folks. This is what goes into this. We have 80 pages in a legal memorandum to the United States Senate, our brief, that said no due process here. Don't make that mistake. Don't do what the Democrats did.
No, that's absolutely right, Jay. Two wrongs don't make a right. Don't repeat what they did to Donald Trump with respect to Joe Biden, because that would not be in the best interest of the constitutional republic that we have. We have a constitution. It provides for due process. It provides for equal protection. It provides for liberty. It provides for the right of cross-examination and for the right of trials, the right of grand jury indictments. So it lays out all these things. The Republicans, if they're going to go down the road of impeachment inquiry, need to be sure that they enshrine within their procedure the same kinds of constitutional protections that were not afforded to Donald Trump, because that is the way you preserve the constitutional republic. Don't repeat the wrong.
I agree. And, you know, you're not obviously there's no grand jury here. The grand jury, so to speak, is the United States House of Representatives in their inquiry phase. And they could vote out articles of impeachment. They cannot convict. There's no if you're impeached, there's no penalty to impeachment. You can be impeached. The penalty phase comes in if you're convicted at trial. And that takes 2/3 of the Senate. It's going to be very difficult to do it. So we're taking your calls on this. I want, you know, if you agree or disagree, it's fine. We've had both sides of this. It's fine. 1-800-684-3110 is our number. We have one line open, 800-684-3110. What's next, Logan?
We only have a minute in this segment, and then we'll head into the second half hour.
Which Let's hold everybody. If you're on the line right now.
Yeah, we'll get to you.
Yeah, stay on the line. We're going to get to you in the next 30 minutes of the broadcast. Now, this is obviously getting a lot of attention because we were looking at our social media platforms are very busy. So if you're watching on any Rumble, YouTube, Facebook, ACLJ.org, share it with your friends. If you're listening on radio, call your friends during the break and say, hey, you need to listen to this. You're gonna start hearing about impeachment, and you're hearing it from the guys that defended an impeachment. I mean, so there's only been four in U.S. history, and we defended one of them. So as I said, you're not going to have – I don't know what other program would have the experts on impeachment – to the level that we did. They impeached Trump twice. The second one was not even presided over by the Chief Justice. It wasn't even, I call it a faux impeachment. An impeachment we had when President Trump's impeachment was going on, of course, John Roberts served, who's the Chief Justice, served as the presiding officer for that and had to make some rulings. It was very contentious, as you remember. We'll take your phone calls at 800-684-3110. Great reason to support the work of the ACLJ. We keep this broadcast on the air. You learn from what we're doing because we've done this, folks. So ACLJ.org, we're a matching challenge campaign. Double your gift. ACLJ.org. Back with more in a moment.
Keeping you informed and engaged. Now more than ever. This is Seculo. And now your host, Jay Sekulow.
All right, we told you we're going to take your calls on this. We're talking about the statements regarding the impeachment of President Biden. I want, Logan, this started last night based on an interview that Kevin McCarthy did with our good friend Sean Hannity.
Yeah, that's right. It came from on Hannity. We can play the bite again. I've played it a few times, but a lot of you just joined us at the half hour. So this is Kevin McCarthy on Hannity last night.
We've only followed where the information has taken us. But Hannity, well, this is rising to the level of impeachment inquiry, which provides Congress the strongest power to get the rest of the knowledge and information needed.
So that is what's, when they say impeachment inquiry, that's the beginning phase. That, Andy, is the fact-finding phase of this process, which we're again encouraging, if they're going to do this, to have real due process, because that was not afforded to President Trump. But it's the fact-finding phase. It is almost equivalent to like a grand jury almost.
That's correct, Jay. I think that's a good way to sort of analogize it, although it is not a grand jury. It's obviously the House of Representatives acting in effect as a grand jury to determine whether or not there's probable cause to believe what? That a high crime and misdemeanor or high crimes and misdemeanors have been committed. And so what the process is, one that should entail and include all due process rights, not just what the Democrats want to be heard, but what all people who observe the Constitution, who understand and believe in our constitutional Republican system and due process, want to have happen. And that's what should occur in this case.
Let's go ahead, Logan, and go right back to those phones. And by the way, we'll clear up a couple lines.
Yeah, we'll take someone's been on hold for a long time. Craig's been on hold for about a half hour. Craig, you're on the air in Louisiana on line five.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
My opinion is not to impeach. And the reason for it is because look what happened during the Clinton years. Yeah. The news media just blasted us until it made us look bad. I mean, it made us look horrible.
I think Craig's got a good point. I mean, I'd say President Clinton probably is more popular now than he even was then. The history kind of redefined that and made it into a much less of offense and became almost a joke.
Well, you know, what Craig says is right. Every time we impeach, we in Republicans, which has only been once, yeah. The one time we tried to impeach the president, he ended up becoming more popular. He already won a second term, and it backfired. And, of course, he was acquitted. When Republicans, honestly, when they did it, I think it damaged President Trump, even though he was acquitted. I think the COVID-19 damaged him more than anything else during that period.
There's a lot of things that happened during that then, but that was a storm of a lot of things that happened right then.
Coming out of the impeachment, I felt like President Trump was actually in a strong place. He was acquitted on both counts overwhelmingly. It wasn't even a close vote in the Senate. I thought we did not patting us on the back, but I thought our team did a tremendous job in that. We had the A team of A teams trying that case. Remember, the House leaders hired Dan Goldman, who's now a member of Congress, as an outside lawyer to advise them, and Norm Eisen. So they could, you know, the Republicans can hire outside lawyers too to keep this thing on track if they decide to do it. So that's something we need to figure. But having said that, we would encourage all due process that's owed, so they don't end up in a situation like you did, where an 80-page brief, again, I'm holding it in my hands, folks. This is this is the document that I filed with Pat Cipollone and his lawyer from the White House counsel, our legal team, including Andy, that we found in the United States Senate. 80 pages of this 120-page document was on violations of due process and fundamental fairness. So Republicans should not make that same mistake. We're taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. We come back from the break.
More calls coming up in the next segment. Obviously, we're running a little short on time right here. But this is a great time to go check out all the incredible resources and content we provide you at the ACLJ. While you're there, if you'd like to make a donation, obviously all donations are effectively doubled right now. So if you give $10, it becomes $20 in value. However, right now, I just want you to go on the website. Look at all the different things we put out, whether that's daily news articles, blogs, video content. If you're on one of our platforms right now watching, whether it's on Rumble or YouTube, sure, watch this show live. We want you to. But there's so much content that's put out each and every day by our incredible media team. And I want you to all see that. It's not just about, sure, we have a robust legal team that is going to court, but we're also impacting media in a way that no other organization is. We couldn't do that without your support. So go to ACLJ.org. ACLJ.org to make that donation today and look at all the incredible free resources. And if you need legal help, go to ACLJ.org and hit that help button. We'll be right back. Secula, we're going to take your phone calls right now, just straight up front. There's so many calls coming in that have been on hold for nearly a half hour, so I want to make sure we get to as many of those as possible. Let's start with John, who's calling in Hawaii on line two. John, you're on the line.
Hey, John.
Hi, this is John. Hi, thanks for taking my call. Sure. I absolutely support the impeachment of Joe Biden, because if anybody's paying attention, all the evidence is pointing to, frankly, bribery, payoffs from China, payoffs from Ukraine. So how could you not impeach? With all this evidence pointed to this, and more evidence will be forthcoming, how could he not be impeached?
So here's the question. Like, cannot be impeached if the House Republicans decided they weren't going to do an impeachment. That's kind of number one. But you raised the point of you think the evidence is there. So they would do this fact-finding phase, which is what they're talking about now, starting. I do want them to give due process to the president and his counsel. And they would raise all these issues. Bribery is listed specifically as a basis of an article of impeachment. Andy?
Yes, that's correct, Jay. We are, as I said, the Constitution of the United States sets out specifically what it is that constitutes impeachable offenses. And as you pointed out, bribery, high crimes, and misdemeanors are included in that. But I think the point that you make needs to be really emphasized. President Trump was denied due process of law in the House of Representatives during the investigative stage and in subsequent activities that resulted in his impeachment by the House of Representatives. That should not be allowed to happen again, because the Constitution gives certain rights to the president, to all people, and no less to the president of the United States, especially when he's facing an impeachment possibility. And those rights to due process of law, the right to call witnesses, to examine witnesses, to have counsel present, and to do all the things that you would give a normal burglar in a trial, in a court somewhere, should be afforded to the President of the United States. They were not afforded to President Trump. Whether President Biden is ultimately exonerated or not, he should be given those simple criteria.
Let me read you Article 2, Section 4 of the Constitution. This is called the Impeachment Clause. It says, the President, Vice President, and all civil officers of the United States shall be removed from office on impeachment for and conviction of treason, bribery, or other high crimes and misdemeanors. That is the Impeachment Clause. Bribery is specifically set forth there. So they would have to make a bribery case of, I think, of a significance. I think you got to mirror the federal statutes on bribery, personally. I think that would be the only fair way of doing this. Not just bribery because, you know, a majority of the House of Representatives says it is, but it was the kind of case where the evidence showed actual bribery. And, you know, those there's standards in all of that. We can get into that broadcast as this matures this week. But that's how I would view it. Let's go ahead and take another call. And we are taking your call still at 800-684-3110.
Yeah, let's go to Terry in California on line four. Terry, welcome.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I'm all for it. I've about had it with the Republicans sitting on their hands. They have facts. The Democrats had no facts. And I'll tell you what, across this country, the people are getting a little bit tired of how the Republicans have been acting and sitting on their hands. And it's time for them to stand up. And you got to fight fire with fire. It's time to take our country back and stop. Let these Democrats, they're running everything, and they're running right over the Republicans. And I'm getting sick of the Republican Party for the way they act.
You agree, though, I take it. And this is, I agree you take it that he should be afforded, though, due process that President Trump was denied.
Yes, I totally agree. And what did one of our founding, my 12-year-old watches the news with us, Jay.
Yep.
I'll tell you what, he's looking up there and saying, how is he getting away with this when Trump didn't do anything? And not only that, if you look back in our founding fathers, one of our founding fathers said a quote. I'm not sure if I'm quoting it right, if it was Thomas Jefferson, but about every 100 years, we need a revolution because government gets too corrupt. Well, I'll tell you what, our government is sickening corrupt right now, Jay.
Well, here's the thing on this. So this is what's interesting to me. You know, impeachment is supposed to be a safety valve. It's supposed to be rare. It's supposed to be a high bar, because you're upsetting an election. No matter what you think of the election process, the sitting president of the United States is the sitting president of the United States right now under law. And so when you're saying impeaching, you are technically, like when President Trump was impeached, one of my opening lines, I still remember it, was you are trying to undo the election of a president through this impeachment process. So you better be right when you do it, Andy. That's where people need to understand what is at stake.
You better be right is right, because you've got an election, and whether you think it wasn't legitimate or not, the Chief Justice of the United States administered an oath to Joe Biden, and when he put his hand down, he was president of the United States. And when you talk about impeachment, you talk about going down a road that is going to unseat the incumbent president and overturn an election that took place in the sovereign nation of the United States by the votes of people, millions and millions of people. You better be right. And one way that you're right is to ensure that the process that leads to impeachment and articles of impeachment is tailored and completely scattered with due process all over the place.
You know, Logan, I don't think I've opened this trial notebook since the impeachment, and I've got it here on my desk. So we showed you pictures of there is, and I just pulled out. I mean, here it is. This is the Chief Justice. I'm going to send this over to Logan. You can read it. This is the Chief Justice question at the end of the Senate trial, what they ask about the charges.
Yeah, we should read it from the top?
Sure.
Okay, it said, the question is on the first article of impeachment. Senators, how say you? Is the respondent Donald John Trump guilty or not guilty? A roll call vote is required. The clerk will call the roll. Do we keep going?
Yep.
Then the senator should respond either guilty or not guilty. Clerk completes the roll. Results announced. Clerk reads second article. The Chief Justice again says the question is on the second article of impeachment. Senators, how say you? Is the respondent Donald John Trump guilty or not guilty? Clerk will call the roll. Same thing. Senators should respond guilty or not guilty.
Then I found in this notebook, Andy, you remember this? I was taking my notes of who was voting where, and as the vote was, after the Chief Justice read the articles of impeachment, he says these words, I've got it written down here, that he did a roll call vote, and he gave it 52 not guilty. You have to get 2/3, by the way, to get guilty. You have to get 66. And what the Chief Justice says, that the roll being taken, the calls the question, and not having provided the necessary 2/3, Donald J. Trump, the President of the United States, is found not guilty as to charge 1 and not guilty as to charge 2, not having provided the necessary 2/3 vote. That same process has to go for this president, too. We cannot shortchange the process, but I would give this president a lot more due process than the Democrats gave us representing the president, because I think that's just fairness, and that would set a better precedent. Let's take another phone call.
Yeah, continuing on, let's go to Harry in West Virginia on line 3. Harry, you're on the air. Also, if you want to call us, 1-800-684-3110. Harry, go ahead.
Hi, Harry.
Yes, thank you for taking my call. Sure. I do not want him impeached. Because he probably could be convicted, but I don't want to see Kamala Harris becoming president. Yep. If there's anyone worse than than Biden, it would definitely be her. And a lot of people would give her maybe a honeymoon for a while, and she might come off pretty decent in the next election.
Well, you're thinking now of, and that's a smart, you're thinking of the political consequences of this. So if the president is convicted, Andy, under our Constitution, the sitting vice president becomes the president of the United States at the moment that the president leaves office.
Yes, that's true. You may not want Joe Biden as president, but you surely don't want Kamala Harris as president. And you have to think about that, because that is the line of succession. That's how it works. So you want to think about what you're going to. I doubt very much that if the articles of impeachment were tried before the Senate, that you'd get 67 votes or 2/3 of the Senate to convict Biden. That's not going to happen. But even if you did, by some quirk, by some miraculous twist of political fate, you would then have a President Harris. And that is a dismal prospect, in my humble opinion.
Well, we're taking your phone calls at 800-684-3110. And I'm glad we're getting, Logan, a diversity of views. And people are considering not just the legal consequences, and not let's just impeach him. And that's fine if that's your position. But the political consequences of these
actions. Yeah, I think it shows we actually have a smart listenership
that
understands that you can't just look at the thing on face value. You got to look at what else could be the implications and weigh your best options going forward. And sometimes that may not be, because obviously if he's right, if if Vice President Harris became President Harris, then you have potential also for her to run again and then a second term. And you know, it could be unraveling a lot different.
And she could get that honeymoon he's talking about.
Of course. Yeah. I think a lot of people would give some grace there. And then if she runs again, you're talking about another person who you may right now think that is not a great candidate for president. But you never know when they've actually done the job what could come of it.
So we are going to go to the last segment of this broadcast. I can't believe this hour's done. And there are a lot of you watching on our social media platforms. Share it with your friends. We encourage you to do that. Also, I've opened up two lines. Call us. We want your view on this. 1-800-684-3110, 800-684-3110. Heather, stay on the line. Robert and Bobby, stay on the line. We're going to get to you as soon as we come back. 1-800-684-3110 if you want to talk to us on air. Folks, your support of the ACLJ is critical. As we're talking about this issue and educating you on this issue, this is from the lawyers that have done an impeachment. We're showing you the trial notebooks and the briefing notebooks that we had at the actual impeachment trial that we did. And we're giving you that kind of analysis. You don't get that anywhere else. I encourage you to support the work of the ACLJ and our Matching Challenge campaign at ACLJ.org.
Welcome back to Secular, last segment of the day. We're just going to take all these calls. We've really enjoyed answering your calls and answering your questions today. So let's continue going. Let's go first to Heather, who's calling on from Montana, but watching on Rumble. Thanks for watching on Rumble. It's a great platform for us. Heather, you're on the air.
Hi, Heather.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I just wanted to say that I am in support of impeachment against Joe Biden. I feel that the evidence that we've heard that has come out is a lot more convincing than the evidence that they had against President Trump. And so I just feel that all of these options against Joe Biden should continue to be pursued.
What evidence have you heard that you think, in your mind, rises to that level of impeachment?
How you talked about the bribery.
Yep.
I think that the call where they've alleged that he's sitting, that Hunter says that he's sitting with his father.
Yes.
And I just think that it opens it up to potential corruption.
So I think those are good, that's a good analysis, a good answer. And there's never a bad answer in these things. But Andy, here's where it does bring an issue. And that is this. I'm not so sure that crimes before you were president or vice president would be able to be the basis upon which an impeachment article could go forward. That would be a technical defense. The president's lawyers, I would sure make that defense. That, well, wait a minute, you're talking about something that was done 10 years ago. Now we've had an election. Now you're trying to impeach him for something that happened 10 years ago. I think that would be a real defense here. I'm not saying it would be valid, but I think it's an open question.
Well, I think that's a very good point, Jay, and I've thought about that all along. Remember, all the allegations of the things that Biden did, whether it be bribery, crimes, or misdemeanors, are that he did those while he was vice president of the United States. And the only thing that they claim now is that he lied about it subsequent to that, when asked about that, presumably when he was both vice president and when he was president. So it would be, I suppose, the lie that catches him in the impeachable offense. And that could be defined as the high crime and misdemeanor. Again, it's a political thing, and it's always the lie that gets you in the end. It's the false statement about something that you did. If you had owned up to it, it may not be a criminal offense. But the fact that subsequent to committing it, you lied about committing it may be what gets you in trouble.
Yeah, and there's a lot coming up. We should probably play this bite that we came from KJP and the reporter. A discussion, as you see, sort of a shift in tone. This is just from what? A day ago? 2 days? Today? Or yesterday, with a conversation. Just take a listen.
I'm curious if the White House and the president still stand behind his comment that he's never been involved and has never even spoken to his son about his business.
So I've been asked this question a million times. The answer is not going to change. The answer remains the same. The president was never in business with his son. I just don't have anything else to add.
Which wasn't the question that he was asked. That was not the question that was asked, whether you were in business with your son. The question was, were you aware of your son's businesses, and did you have conversations with these business partners? That is very different now. So that's the, okay, so now you know what their defense is.
He wasn't legally involved
in business. So that's where this is going. They're going to have to start doing that. Listen, when you represent a president, and two of us on this broadcast have, you learn how these things go. That's where this is going to go. We understand it. Let's take another phone call.
Yeah, let's go to Bobby, who's calling in New York on line one. Bobby, welcome.
Hey, Bobby.
Hi, guys. Hi. From Niagara Falls on the American side. I think they should be going after Merrick Garland instead. But I also want to say that I think Harry from West Virginia made a great point. Hats off to Harry from West Virginia, and that's all I'm going to say. Thanks very much.
Well, the interesting thing is there was talk of impeachment articles coming against Merrick Garland for a lot of misstatements. And then there's been talk about FBI Director Wray as well, who doesn't seem to be able to answer any question when asked on that. But right now the focus seems to be on a much higher prize, and that's the commander-in-chief.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's continue on and try to take a couple more calls before we wrap up. Let's go to Mike in Florida watching on YouTube. Mike, welcome.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, hello. Thanks for taking my call. Sure. I'd like to say I think they should impeach him. I think the process will expose him and damage his chances for 2024.
It definitely puts people through it. It's not like an easy or fun process.
No, because you lay out the evidence. They have to move on this rather expeditiously. You lay out the evidence of where you think a crime has been committed by the individual here, the president, a high crime or misdemeanor or bribery, which is specifically set forth in the articles of impeachment. And they actually have a proceeding where they vote out articles of impeachment. That is not the trial. We never stepped on the floor, Andy, of the House of Representatives. No lawyer from our team ever was in a deposition of any witness that the House called, and they had plenty of them. I saw a quote that I used during the impeachment where I said that the president's team came here and ready to try the case. The managers told us that they had overwhelming evidence, a complete record that was compiled entirely under the House of Democrats' control with no involvement for cross-examination or anything else. We never stepped on the floor of the House of Representatives for that proceeding. It was tried then in the United States Senate when, of course, then the president's lawyers, which included me and Andy as well, were able to make our defense, and we ultimately received an acquittal for our client. Having said that, it does tell you how significant this issue is.
And again, as you pointed out, we were in there fighting a battle after the fact without having been given due process before the fact. We never went into the House of I've never stepped into the House of Representatives in my life. They never gave us the opportunity to develop a record as a defense lawyer on behalf of my client. They came in there simply with their articles of impeachment and their managers, and then they began their prosecution without any effort to accord the President Trump due process of law. I hope that does not recur.
I agree. I agree with Andy.
We only have 2 minutes. Let's quickly take one more call and we'll try our best. Maybe we'll get to both. We'll see. Joanne's calling from Ohio, line four. You're on the air.
Hey, Joanne.
Hi, guys. Good to talk to you.
You too.
My thing is, I get what Jay's saying about past crimes.
Right.
You know, when he was the vice president. But, you know, I mean, the Democrats have been beating Donald Trump over the head with the fact that he was impeached. We all know he wasn't convicted in the Senate.
Right.
We knew he wasn't going to be convicted in the Senate, with most likely.
Right.
We know that with Joe Biden, too. But maybe at least if we can say he was impeached by the Congress, we can beat him over the head with it a little
bit.
Well,
that's also a valid point. And let me tell you this, as the lawyer that tried the case, we felt like we had the overwhelming defense, and we felt like, Andy, we had the votes. But I will tell you, there are times during these proceedings where you don't know how it's going to go, what witnesses are going to maybe be called. We had that whole fight over the John Bolton book. Remember that was going on? So you can never just assume you're not going to get to that threshold of 2/3. You got to defend the case as if you're behind.
Well, you absolutely do. 100%. It's like trying a jury trial. You never know what the jury is going to do, and you never let your guard down until that jury comes back with a verdict. You don't know what they might do. You don't know what senators might do, what they might do ultimately. And so we persisted all the way to the end. And I sat through a roll call as you did. It was a historic moment in my life, the high point of my life, the honor of representing the 45th president of the United States and of sitting in the United States Senate as the roll was called. I mean, it means something a great deal to me. And I think that it's something that, again, to echo what you have said throughout this program, yep, you may not like Joe Biden, but give him due process.
100%. Well, I'm sure we're going to be talking about this more in the days ahead. I'm glad we're able to give this kind of analysis, Logan.
That's right. Thank you for supporting the work of the ACLJ. You can do that today by going to aclj.org and make a donation. All donations effectively doubled right now at aclj.org. We'll talk to you tomorrow.